Hello, my wild ones, and welcome back to the Wild Extremities podcast, a vlog style podcast where we search to find beauty in the wild extremities of our souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. My name is Brittany Scott, and I am your host, and I am just so happy to have you guys back. Thanks for coming. I post daily, so come back again tomorrow. Or not, come back again tomorrow. And don't forget to check out my blog, wildextremities.com, and subscribe if you like me and want to see more of this kind of stuff, as well as my poetry. You can also follow me on all of my social media platforms at Wild Extremities. Made it real simple. I'm most active on Instagram, by the way, so definitely find me there. Slide in my DMs. I promise I don't bite. And we can be friends, honestly. Also, you can find this podcast pretty much anywhere except for Spotify, because Spotify is bougie and we have to level up before we get there. So let's get started. Hey guys, so today's episode is about how I make bad decisions when I'm ovulating. But it's not just about how I make bad decisions when I'm ovulating. It's about when your body pushes you into making decisions or feeling ways that your mind knows better than. And so that goes into the realms of like things like, you know, depression and, you know, not really knowing why you feel so trash, or, you know, attention deficit. And it goes into a lot of stuff. That a lot of times your body, I don't think that we appreciate, that we take the time to appreciate how much influence our actual physical bodies have over our emotions, have over our daily biddings, just in general. Me, I am ovulating. You're welcome for, you know, that tidbit of information that you did not ask for, but I gladly gave. But yes, I'm ovulating. And I made one solid bad decision during this ovulation cycle. And honestly, you know, so when I first started making bad decisions while ovulating, because I PMS and I get all types of, there's all types of stuff that happens to me. So like, it's just a lot. There's a lot that happens. And, you know, before I used to be upset because it's like, okay, one, like, why do I feel like this? Like, my life is good. I'm not mad, but I'm feeling very like grouchy. Because I was like, the other day I was PMSing and somebody was trying to help me and love me. And I was just like, can you please stop talking a little bit? Because you're overwhelming me. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. And I just shut down. And yes, my voice was very similar to that, honestly. But yeah, I was just feeling very overwhelmed and very, like, there was just too much happening for me. And yeah. And with that, I was getting pretty like frustrated with myself, because I was like, Benny, why were you behaving like that? Why were you why, like, you know that they're just trying to take care of you. You know that they're just trying to be good to you, but you are being very miserable. Like, why are you behaving like this? And, you know, and in hindsight, after I made my other like bad, my actual like bad decision outside of, you know, the PMSing, I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I'm ovulating because I'm acting crazy. And I checked my calendar and I was in fact ovulating. And I was like, yo, you know, like, you know, I want to get upset at myself, but then I have to remember this is my body. It's my body. And realistically, you can, I'm not saying to give in to everything that your body says to do or, you know, whatever the case may be, but give yourself, cut yourself some slack, man. And that's like in all things. Like, I also started having attention issues. You know, it was something hard and I would beat myself up so much because it's like you're not getting as much done as you know that you can. You're not like being your best self, living up to all of your potential because you're not focusing. But realistically, it's my body speaking. And so if I just, you know, me getting mad at myself for not focusing, that's not going to help anything. I just have to take the time, write it out, do what I can. And what I can't do, just, you know, low it, like, you know, let it be. And so I guess this is the point of today's podcast is really just, I guess, to remind you of what, you know, this, like, it's to remind you to give yourself a break, to be in tune with your body, be cognizant of what your body is saying, what your body is doing, and be respectful of it. Like, it's okay that you, like, if you are, like, in a depression, like, a lot of that is, like, outside of your control, you know? Especially, you know, when you start getting into real funks and nothing is even wrong with you. Like, you don't have nothing wrong with you, but you just mad. You mad at the world. And it's like, yeah, sometimes you just gotta ride it out. Don't sit there pouting and angry. Mad that you're mad and mad that you're feeling that way. Cut yourself some slack. Remember that your body plays such a large role, and whether it's that or anything else, whether you have attention issues like I have been dealing with, or, you know, you have something else. You make bad decisions when you're ovulating. Just remember that your body plays a large role in a lot of the, you know, intangible aspects of your life as well. So don't get too mad. Write out the process and, you know, be great and be grateful that you have a body to even, you know, have you acting crazy. So I don't know if this was like something like hugely beneficial to everybody. But for me, that's something that I've had to struggle through. I've had to struggle through just understanding that your body has a mind of its own. And sometimes you just got to let that mind work. And not even to say that you just allow your body to run rampant, but sometimes you just have to, you know, say, well, buddy, like, I see what you're doing. I get it. And I'm not mad. Or I am mad, but I'm going to let it be. And I'm going to let you do what you do. And so pretty much that's it. That's all I got to say. Check me out on all of my social media platforms at Wild Extremities. I'm most active on Instagram. So I'd love for you to slide in my DMs and be my friend. I love for you guys to be my friend. Also, I podcast daily, and you can find my podcast anywhere that you can find podcasts, except for Spotify, because Spotify is bougie. And we're leveling up this summer. We're leveling up this summer so that we can be as bougie as Spotify. We're not there yet, but at some point in time, we will be. So yeah, that. And so don't forget to come back. Check out my blog if you want to see more of kind of what I have to say, my thoughts, more in depth, a little bit more eloquent, a little bit more planned out and, you know, structured. So head over there if you would like to. And then last but not least, don't forget to find beauty in the wild extremities of your souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. I love you guys. Mwah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.